You're listening to The Bad Bro Podcast out of Arlington, Texas on Spotify.
If you don't like it, then you can go fuck yourself.
So, this is about UFOs. Because right now, a pilot records series of bright lights flying over the Pacific Ocean. So, they're flying over the Pacific, had a trip, and what he recorded is what he believes to be a fleet of UFOs. The video, whatever, had been recorded like sometime within the last few weeks. It shows about like between nine and 12 bright objects that can see flying in random. Actually not random. They're lined up, and they're flying like in some in the same direction. And the pilot, according to the pilot, he was flying about 39,000 feet in the air. And you can hear him say like, "That's some weird shit," that he's seen flying or whatever. But you can look it up. It's on YouTube and stuff like that. You can look it up if you want to see it. So basically what we're finna talk about right now. Do you believe we're alone?
No. I don't.
I mean, do you believe in UFOs? Do you think that there's... Do you believe in UFOs?
Man, truthfully, I only believe that E.T. existed just because the movie said so. Other than that, no, I don't believe in UFOs.
UFOs? What do you think? That there's nothing?
Nah, I really don't think UFOs exist. I think all those photos are photoshopped and just put out there for attention, honestly.
So what about like how the Earth so like just the universe so big, there's so many galaxies, there's so many planets. Well, you don't think there's anything like out there?
Nah, if you're looking at honestly on a religious standpoint, no. I mean, otherwise they would have said in the Bible.
Like what?
Like, okay, let's say God, it doesn't exist, right?
Does or what you say does or doesn't?
Let's say it does not exist, for example.
Okay.
So there's all these universes that we don't know.
Right.
And there's all these different life forms that fly billions of light years away just to come and see us and be like, "Hey, what's up? I'm flying through."
Mm-hmm.
Or God does exist, and the Bible, from page one to end, everything it says is word for word real. And I think if UFOs would have existed, they would have been specified in there in some form or way. And I've just never seen that.
What do you think it is?
I just think it's media.
So do you think...
It's views.
What about like the universe and the galaxies and the stars? Like, do you think it's just that they're lying about like all the planets and all the...
No, I believe the planets do exist, but everything has a purpose. I don't think there's other life forms out there. I think what God created is what he created, heaven and the earth, you know. If there's anything beyond heaven, then I think he would have said something.
What if it is all a lie?
You know, I've always questioned
like,
that too.
What if there is no bunch of planets, bunch of fucking galaxies, bunch of like we don't like
and the sky's just a big projector?
Maybe. Like look, this is what I know. I do use common sense. And the biggest thing that I do when I'm trying to figure out like what's going on is like, okay, so we're made like just on a religious standpoint, we're made in God's image, right? So
right.
And the universe is like coming from us. So it's like, you know how they say like you speak your life into existence, like you project your life, because we're all made up of this like energy and we're all made up of atoms, like we're all made up of the same thing. So like what I kind of think is like just know yourself, then you'll know other people.
Right.
So like if you know, like you know what I'm saying, know yourself to know other people. So basically what that's saying is like know yourself to know other people. Like if I was like, if I wanted to get people to think that there was no God,
right,
what would I do? Well, the biggest thing I would do is just convince everyone that there's a million planets, there's a million stars, there's a million galaxies, there's a million black holes, there's a million universes. And we're just randomly on this rock floating through space, so our soul doesn't mean anything, our life doesn't mean nothing, everything that we're going through
right
doesn't mean anything. So that's what I would say, like to try to get people to not to question anything, just go with it, say, yo, you know what I'm saying? We're on this fucking rock, our life doesn't mean anything, let's just do what we're told. But like also, let's say, like, okay, so UFOs existing or not, you know what else it got me thinking? So what if, like, All right, so you know, like, so what do you, so you believe like there's a heaven?
I believe there is a heaven and a hell, and there's the purgatory where people are just waiting. Well, put it this way: I believe there is heaven. I believe there is hell, but I believe there's nobody's not in heaven. And nobody's in hell. You know, I think everybody's waiting for judgment day.
You know, like, okay, so you know what I think?
What's that?
What if it's this? So what if, okay, what, because you know how they feel like we're in a hologram, like this is like a hologram, whatever, this is not like, this is projected from a mind or something like that. Okay, what if that's true? So this is what I was thinking. You know, like the stories about how the angels got sent down to hell? The ones that, whatever, with the devil?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so they got sent to hell. What if... Because, like, so you think, like, okay, why are you on Earth, bad things happen to people that didn't do nothing? Like, the good people, right? So, what if it's like this? What if this is hell? And what if, let's say it's a simulation, it's projection. What if we're, okay, so say you're in heaven, right? And you're an angel. What if you get in trouble in heaven? And you have to go to a room, lay down, they put this thing on you, and then you're projected into this life where you feel all this whatever. So it's like you get sentenced. Like, okay, it's like, okay, now follow me now, because this is kind of like whatever, right? They say, like, okay, we're made in God's image, and so like the things we think of, like where is the stuff that we think of? So we thought of jail, we thought of, like, when you get in trouble, you get sent to a jail for a sentence, a certain amount of time. Where do those ideas come from? You know what I'm saying? So what if, like, when we're... this is just a little theory. Like, I'm just... I threw this out there. I'm not saying, like, this is what I believe. That's just something I thought of. Like, when I was trying to figure out why do some people come down here and suffer and then die. What if... So we're angels in heaven, whatever. We get in trouble. We have to go to a room. They put the things on us. And we get sentenced to be born in here for, like, okay, say you live till you're 12 and die. You got sentenced to 12 years to earth. So, like, you're up in heaven or whatever, and then you go to this thing, and then one of the angels is like, all right, you were talking shit, or you were sinning over here. You got 20 years in earth, and this is what is going to happen. You're going to feel pain. You're going to feel this, this, and this. And then whenever you die, that's when you come back to life up there, and then you're like, oh, shit, it was all bullshit. You take off your thing, then you go back, and then, like, you're there until you get in trouble again or whatever. That's just some wild ass theory I made up, but I don't know.
I mean, it's anything is possible. I
doubt it though, but yeah, it's just.
But crazy. You know, honestly, here recently, like I don't doubt God. I believe His existence is real, but I doubt the people that are out there preaching, and you know, as strong as they say they are with God or whatever. I mean, growing up, you know, I grew up in churches, so.
Yeah,
I always thought that these pastors were untouchable. You know, the way they preached, the following, the fan base they had, the following, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, they were doing their thing, their social media, they were blowing up, but they were all about God. So it looks like they're invincible, you know?
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, they just start dying like nothing. So it just makes you think, okay, if you were the man of God that you preached to be, the untouchable, you know, the whatever... But you get taken out by COVID. So that makes me question their faith.
Why?
Or their belief. Because if they believe that God would protect them and heal them, then where's their protection and their healing? Is it because they didn't believe enough, or they were just doing it for the money? You know what I mean?
Well, like on something like that, like you also gotta think, like, man, when we got sent on this, when we got put here on this earth, like, we can't, I feel like God, like, put us on this earth, sent everything in motion, but He can't just, like, He's got to let some things go to chance, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, some things have to go to chance. Like, sometimes when you just die of a disease, you just die of a disease, it's just what it is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, like, I just feel like the thing is, like, God gave you fear, right? Or God gave you, like, senses to be, like, to know, like, don't jump in front of the car. You don't have to jump in front of a car to know not to do it. You get a feeling.
Right.
And he also gave his common sense. I don't know why people don't use it. Like, everyone always wants to look to somebody like they know more than you. We all don't. None of us know anything.
Right.
None of us know shit. And whenever people that act like they do know something, that's when I'm like, man, stay the fuck away from me, because you don't know shit. Right. None of us know shit. We don't know shit. There was like apostles walking around with Jesus that were getting stuff wrong. And he was there.
Right.
We're born reading a book that was translated over how many times, translated in different languages. If I tell you something, you tell someone else something, sometimes the fourth person is going to be something different, and we think that some random guy or girl, because they talk pretty and comb their hair or whatever and do whatever, that they know that they all of a sudden cracked the code of this shit. Like, man, that's fucking stupid. Like, it's ridiculous. Don't none of us know nothing. So all you can do is just pray, read, and you got to, like, tell God to let you see for yourself and give you the feelings and help you, like, understand yourself. You got to do it like that. Now, me personally, I don't think it's UFOs. I don't think UFOs exist at all. I don't think, like, I don't, well, I mean, let me put it this way. I don't know shit, like, about that, because I ain't never even flew. Like, I've been in a plane, but I ain't never been no pilot.
Right.
I've looked at the side of the window, but I don't know nothing about, like, the fucking altitude, longitude, like, shit. Like, they're watching the fucking, see, when they see the curvature of the earth, when they're looking around, when they're fucking got to go do flight school, simulations, and they got to fucking spend however many hours in the sky and all this and shit. Like, I ain't done all that.
Right.
So I can't even speak on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Maybe there is, maybe there's not. But me personally, I'm like right now, I'm like a baby. When you're a baby, your parents can keep you in a room, and you think, and you're so little, you think like, oh, it's the biggest shit on earth. Right. They let you walk around the house. If you're a baby, your parents can let you walk around the house, and you think it's the biggest shit on earth, and you can go anywhere you want. Oh, I can go to this room or that room, whatever. I can go so far. I got so much space, and there's a whole fucking world outside of it. We've never been out of space. We've never been to the moon. I'm talking about, like, me and you personally. Like, we've never gotten a fucking rocket and flew out of fucking the Earth's atmosphere. We've never, like, went and seen a telescope where we're looking at other stars. We've never fucking seen videos of how they get satellites to other planets, or how they find all this shit, how scientists find all this shit. We ain't seen none of that.
Right.
And the only things that we have seen is what they showed us on, you know, cameras or pictures or whatever they take. We ain't never been in there. We ain't been involved in none of that shit. So how do we know about anything? We don't know about nothing. So at the end of the day, are UFOs here? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But at the end of the day, hopefully your good days outweigh your bad.
Right.
And then you just keep it pushing till your time's up, and then that's just what it is. But, yeah, man, a pilot said that they saw some UFOs over the Pacific, and there was like a fleet of them. Maybe it is, maybe it ain't, but that's it for us, Bad Boys Podcast.
Hey, yo, it's those guys on the podcast, and if you don't listen to us, then use the ass. If you don't like us, hey, yo, that's okay, but still download, listen to us every day. Hey, hey.